This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to our regular Monday feature, Washtenaw United. We take time each week through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County to explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. Today, we're going to touch on the importance of human contact and interaction and community service by helping men in the area have access to the basic human right to food. My guests today come from Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels at Michigan Medicine. Courtney Vanderlaan is director of the program, and welcome to WEMU. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And Crystal Metzger is an Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels volunteer. And Crystal, thank you for coming in today. We're most grateful for your time.
Thank you.
Courtney, I want to start with you. How many people in our community, Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels, is charged with serving on a weekly or daily basis?
We serve around 200 people each day. We deliver meals Monday through Saturday, up to two meals a day if that's what folks want and need. We serve almost 500 unduplicated people throughout the course of the year. So between our staff and our group of dedicated volunteers, we are doing our best to serve our homebound neighbors and make sure that their basic human needs for food are met.
And are most of your clientele in the elderly range?
So we actually serve folks who are 18 years of age and up. So we have people that are in their late 20s that we serve, up to folks who are in their hundreds. So we really serve people across quite a long lifespan. But the majority of the folks that we serve are older adults that are 60 years of age and up.
And Crystal Metzger, you have been volunteering for how long now?
About 3 years now.
How did you get involved in the Meals on Wheels program? What drew you to that particular avenue for your volunteer services?
Well, I retired in 2015, and my cousin, John Metzger, kept prompting me. I'd go in and have dinner, and he'd say, I think you'd really like Meals on Wheels. I think you should do it.
Because he's been doing it, right?
John has been delivering meals for over 15 years. So I finally made the call, and my husband and I decided to do it together. So we deliver 2 days a week, and it's been so rewarding.
I want to come back to you for a moment, Courtney, and I want to talk very briefly about the issue of food insecurity. Food insecurity is prevalent throughout the county, and we think of this as a well-to-do county.
So we are delivering meals up to 6 days a week for some folks. For some people, they've got good support networks in place, and so our services are more supplementary for them. So they have other family members and friends and neighbors who are able to deliver some food to them. For some of our clients, though, we are their primary source of food. So we are delivering 6 days a week with an extra meal on Saturday for Sunday. We also deliver emergency meal boxes 4 times throughout the course of the year. Each of those boxes contains 6 meals. And then we are closed a few days throughout the year for holidays, and we deliver frozen meal boxes to our clients. So there's not a single day that they go without food. But we know that there are people who have no other means to food beyond our program. We are their primary social interactions and their primary source of food. And so we take that role really seriously, and we're really grateful for the dedication of so many volunteers that literally help us ensure that our neighbors get fed every single day.
I was going to say, with that level of service, first of all, you have to have a pretty significant budget for each year, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And secondly, would this service be possible at all without the cadre of volunteers that are pouring forth their services?
No. So Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels actually needs at least 97 volunteers each week in order to deliver meals to the folks that we serve. We send out 17 volunteer routes Monday through Friday and 12 volunteer routes on Saturday. We have just one paid staff member that does a route that's kind of on the outskirts of our service area, so that's longer than our volunteer routes. But we tell our volunteers frequently, and as we're talking to folks who are interested in learning more about our program, that we could not feed our neighbors without the dedication of our volunteer base and the care that they have and the way that they want to give back to our community.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we continue our conversation with Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels Director Courtney Vanderlaan and volunteer Crystal Metzger. Crystal, you mentioned you've been doing this for a few years now. Do you remember your first run and your first interaction with those who are accepting the services of Meals on Wheels?
I do. At first, when you begin volunteering, you do what's called a ride-along. So you ride along with an experienced volunteer and kind of do the route along with them. And I immediately saw the connection that the volunteer had with all of the recipients, and it made me want to start delivering twice a week. I was like, this is really a meaningful role, and I really want to be a part of it.
It wasn't a nicety. You actually saw relationships formed and carry
absolutely.
On, right?
Absolutely. And my husband and I do the route twice a week, so we do the same route, so we have the same people twice a week. So over the years, we've developed really deep friendships and relationships, and it goes both ways. And I look forward to going twice a week to see the people on the route. Now, I was talking to my husband last week, and we were saying we can never quit. I mean, we're lifers. I mean, we can never quit. It would be just too heart-wrenching to not see these folks again.
Well, let me ask you on a personal level. I think that for some, the perception might be that what you're walking into is a very sad situation, but it sounds to me as though there is something very bright and rewarding in it.
Oh, absolutely, because you hear stories from so many different people that come from so many walks of life, so it's enriching for the volunteer and the recipient. You know, I learn a lot. One of the people we deliver to knows everything about nutrition, and she's always giving me tips, and it's a two-way street.
Courtney, when you hear from your volunteers and you're interacting with them, is there a manner in which you together determine the well-being of those you are serving and whether or not perhaps they need some assistance beyond what we are delivering today?
Yeah, so I would say we take a very much of a team approach. So we always let our volunteers know before they head out, just take a look at things, let us know if anything seems out of the ordinary, if you've got any concerns about anything. If clients are ever not home on a day that they're scheduled to receive a meal and we haven't heard from them, we follow up with the client and all of their emergency contacts just to check in. We also have a social work team that is able to provide some higher levels of follow-up and referrals and intervention as needed. So we conduct reassessments with our clients every 6 months. But there's, of course, just like the rest of our lives, there's things that come up in people's lives every day and every week that require some extra support and some extra intervention. And so we try to let them know that they can reach out to us at any point. They don't need to wait until they have a reassessment, and that they can let us know if they're struggling with housing insecurity or if they've got issues with a landlord or if they're having a hard time getting their yard cleaned up, that they can reach out to us even if it's not related to meals. And we can seek out other supports in the community and see what else our program might be able to do or what else another organization in the community might be able to do.
And Crystal, are you looking for more than just that momentary interaction? Are you looking, hey, what's happening behind the scenes? What's happening in the house? What's happening around the house? And what am I hearing in the voice that I'm experiencing today?
Absolutely. We kind of deliver a meal, but we also assess for other issues that may be occurring in the home. If you see that someone has maybe too many meals in the refrigerator, you might report back that
they're
not eating. If you notice something physically, that they're becoming more frail, maybe needing a walker, you could refer the staff at Meals on Wheels about that, and they'll follow through. So it's kind of a complete wellness check.
Courtney, aging in place is becoming a bigger community issue, and these services are going to become more prevalent. So as you look at what it's going to take in terms of growth, are you looking for a whole new set of volunteers to add?
We are always looking for folks who have a little bit of time to give and have a desire to connect with members of our community. We have over 400 volunteers that work with us throughout the course of the year. But also when you're relying on almost 100 volunteers every single week to make sure that just your neighbors get fed, let alone any additional things that you're trying to be able to provide, we always are so grateful for folks who are interested in being a part of our organization. I like to say that we have a small staff. There's only 7 of us on staff, but we have a large team because our volunteers are such an integral part of our organization.
And Crystal, as our time together winds down, I want to ask you this. You've both made mention of the fact that it is an enriching experience for those who choose to volunteer and serve in this way. When you go home at the end of a day in which you've been making deliveries and you've had those personal interactions, what is your interaction with one another? How do you reflect on that experience?
I guess delivering all the meals, we usually go out to lunch afterwards and then just talk about how important and what's going on in some of the recipients' lives and how we feel good about making it better and trying to also get people in the community and our friends to volunteer or think about volunteering. And there's such a need for substitutes, too. There's volunteers that call in sick or on vacation. So there's routes that are needing to be filled every week. So I think if anyone in the community doesn't want to give a full commitment, being a sub is a fantastic way to meet lots of different people, do lots of different routes, and drive around different parts of Ann Arbor. So I think that's a great option that I want to put out there for the community.
In all of your interactions with other volunteers, have you ever had anybody say, "Oh, this is not for me," or walk away not feeling better than they went in?
Absolutely not. I think everyone is so dedicated, they're so committed, and I think it's reflective in the longevity of they've been there for decades.
Thank you both so much for your time, and more importantly, thank you for the work that you're doing in the community.
Thank you for having us.
That is Courtney Vanderlaan, the director of Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels at Michigan Medicine, and program volunteer Crystal Metzger. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.